The oasis was peaceful. The sun beat down and the humidity was about 200%. The tranquility of the island was perfect. Birds chirping peacefully. Somewhere between the island's rocks, young boy Toshirin was engulfed in his hammock. As each rock fell throughout the air and onto the ground, the breaking of each rock echoed throughout what looked like a cave. Just then, a man in a mask stepped forth, dust swirling around him. He held a black briefcase. "Who are you?" stuttered Rin. "My name is Toji Zenith," Toji replied. "I'm here to tell you about the time you left at your house in Shinjuku, Tokyo." He presented a blue timer with what seemed like blue salt. He set his suitcase down and opened it. Chalice bursted out of the suitcase. "This is the object of doom." Rin recognized the suitcase to be his own. "The power you possess. This country stores a chance to change. Your father. Don't talk a word about him, scowled Rin. "We went to prison together. You must have remembered me from when I came to Thanksgiving," Zenith said. "But after he died, I realized that prison cells aren't built of only cement and concrete. In our minds, we have prisons. Prisons that keep us from being ourselves. But I've embraced myself." He revealed a stepladder, which in seconds trapped Rin in between its steps. "Hey!" he shouted, trying to break free. In an instant, a giraffe emerged from the shadows, hunger in its eyes. "Bye-bye," Zenith said. "We shall meet again in the new world." And just like that, the peaceful oasis was crawling with shadows. Rin, who was trapped in the shadow realm, sat in a pool of blood and bones, waiting for somebody to save him.